Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
So here's the thing.
He hung up.
He's still there. Brett, I don't want to ask too much and lead this in a way that I don't know how it's going to go, but just to let everyone know, they came to you guys, you and your wife, and apparently what I've been told is that the ball's in your court, and what that means is, I don't want to break the seal on this. In other words, Fatboy, help me. You've been told do whatever you want to do, kind of thing, meaning you handle it, and you did. You scheduled a dinner that they were going to come to, and you were going to say you and your wife were going to present to them, Hey guys, thanks for reaching out, but we really don't feel comfortable with having...
Maybe it's possible they forgot about it.
Well, they didn't respond at all. They didn't text back like word. Like, that's...
No-showed it.
They just no-showed it. So you've tried. So for the people on the text line saying you're a SH blank, blank, blank...
Dumb bastard.
TY family member. Mm-hmm. Then they should realize you tried. And this is going to happen soon, so... You have to do this today. Am I putting words in your mouth?
I mean, you pretty much got it, so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Now, here's the thing, too. With something like this, I don't want him to cuss.
I mean, people don't really cuss that much anymore, so we're good.
Okay. All right, here we go. Truth and consequences. Brett's going to call his brother-in-law, who he's just learned he's related to, and he's going to tell him that that he's not comfortable. They're not comfortable with them having the baby there at the house. And this is, and I see your text. I don't know. Oh no,
how's it supposed to go?
Was that Brett?
No.
Okay, Brett's still there.
I've asked a million times to get a new one, and nobody gives a rip.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? You go down there and look at all the vinyl banners and crap they got of towns that. I don't even know if they listen to us, but we can't get a phone. You hear this nonsense? All right, here we go. It's truth and consequence. I've stalled enough.
Hello? Hey, man. You got a second?
Hey, man. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I need to talk to you about something. So I've been trying to get with you and Jess for a while now, but y'all ghosted me on that one dinner that I scheduled.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, she had a prenatal appointment thing that ran long, and then she was all, she was all emotional. I just didn't want to poke the bear that night, you know?
No, I get it. I figured that was probably the case. But so here's the deal. I can't do this birthing thing at our house, dude. I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
I'm just saying that flat out. Like I can't have y'all birthing a human in my bathtub. I don't care how relaxing or zenful it might feel or whatever, but I can't. I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, you think I want it at your house?
Wait.
You think I want it at your house?
What? What'd you say?
Brett, I've been saying from the beginning that we should go to a hospital. I didn't want it at your house either. This is it's all her, man. She thinks the tub in your guest room has calming chakra or whatever. Like, but she's not listening to me. She ain't listening to me.
Dude, don't say too much right now.
What? No. I'm just saying. She's the one who wants to be like surrounded by family energy. I didn't even want to ask you about it. I told her from day one. This is completely crazy. It's insane.
Dude, we're on the radio right now.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're on Truth and Consequences. You know, the Rise guys, Mattman and Fatboy.
Hey, Paige.
All of us.
We're all here right now. We're live on the radio right now, Danny.
We're live right now.
Truth and Consequences.
Man.
So please don't cuss. Yes, please don't cuss. The one out of Greenville, South Carolina. That's us. The ones that you read about in Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
That's sure us. The ones that they talked about in Sports Illustrated. Yeah. So.
Every other site.
What'd you need? Brett needed some backup, right, Fatboy? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but, you know, it sounds like you two are on the same page.
I think you both agree.
That is very odd.
I love it.
Well, yeah. I mean, dude. You brought me on the radio. I'm screwed.
I'm done. Said my piece. I'm sorry. I got to bounce before the spirals. Like, I hate to do you like this, Danny, but this ain't gonna be good, man. I got to save a little face.
Yeah.
I wanted literal collateral damage as possible here, but
who's saying what? Who's that, Brett?
Yeah.
How you gonna leave before it's over? You're the one who started it.
Brett hung up.
Danny?
Oh man, yeah. I'm glad he feels better.
Did he just say he was going to hang up? Like,
when you're on the radio and you hear the voices, or I couldn't tell who was who. So Brett, the one we started talking to. So Danny is the one who is going to be the dad too.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, welcome. We're still on the radio. Don't cuss, please. But that was real. Like he wanted to call and tell you that because, wow. First off, let's moment this for a minute. Has that happened before where the person calls in all big and beefy like, yeah, I'm going to give him a piece. Well, he didn't really say it like that, but he was just saying, you know, this is not happening in my house.
So he kind of had heat first. But now, Danny, you got it with him because, I mean, he brought you on the radio and just hung up.
Yeah, but what was so bad? Well, you said, yeah.
He kind of agreed with him, though.
Have you not, you don't. You don't know me from Adam. I mean, you're from Sports Illustrated, but do you care necessarily? Like the fact that, have you said to your wife? You're not going to want to answer this question, but have you said to your wife, "I think this is crazy. You should do it at a hospital." Don't answer that. That'll ruin your life. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, I plead the fifth. Man.
Good. Don't.
No.
I'm telling you, don't answer it. Don't answer.
Well, it sounds like her mind's made up. Like I don't.
First off,
yeah, but she's she's still going to lose her mind when she hears this. Like, it, you know, if she's not in labor already, yeah, you know, she'll be by the time this airs.
Oh, no, we live, dude. But,
you know, we live.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you're used to most radio shows still taping everything.
You got some work to do, buddy.
Quickly. We live 7:42 yeah. a.m. Eastern, 6:10:25. All right. Can we save your number and
it's gotta be
and,
more
and give you a holler here at the end of the show and maybe because yes.
If he left you on the radio, he should help you tell
like,
her.
That is a big dickheaded move, and I'm not talking in a complimentary way. Thank you.
No, in a weird way, guys, it's like I feel like there's like a load off my chest. Like,
gross.
And that's that. You know, that's a start, and I guess I'll deal with the rest with her as it comes, you know?
He should help you out.
Yeah, but that's like... What? So I don't understand why he hung up, why he got mad, or did he get mad, or
he
was he like
he was done?
So just come in and raise hell and leave.
Something
and
about collateral damage. He said I heard that part, but I didn't hear him say he was going to hang up.
Okay, I tell you what.
Should I call him back? Should I tell Jug to pound sand and then I call Brett back?
I don't know
what to do. I don't want to tell Jug to pound sand. He'd run over.
What does pound sand mean? Like. Eat my shorts.
Hit the bricks. Get the hell out of here. Go pole vault over a mouse turd somewhere else. Hang on
for
me.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
Did eat my dust mean like...
Literally?
Like, but then Bart Simpson took it to eat my shorts.
Yeah, he was
and then now we're just all blatant like, nah, we wasn't talking about my dust or my shorts. We was talking about my butt.
Yeah, he was literal. He took it into way different terms here.
Very much so. The Rise Guys Morning
Show.
Okay.
And it was an actual car. Turn the damn lights back off.
Yeah, no, I hate the lights.
Well, the gift time's over.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome.
To see this.
So I can see good.
Paige, I have sent you an email. Jug?
I don't have an email.
So I've printed this out. The underlined word.
To my phone, actually.
Well, I figured you'd need to see it a little bit bigger than that. That's what she said. So,
I mean.
This is called Test Your Spanish.
Spanish.
We didn't have time to get a theme ready for this.
Yeah, y'all just came up with this last night. Via text. No, I'm saying.
They're like, oh, this is going to be good.
For people that want listening at 6 a.m.,
people are like, oh, y'all just do 4 hours. Like, no, we text at night.
Yeah,
okay.
Dirty stuff, usually.
So we have the things that are underlined there, Jug, and Paige with yours.
That's what we're going
to
read.
You will read to the other person. Like, Jug, you'll read to Paige. Paige will read to Jug. The phrase that's written in Spanish, your competitor will try to guess what you just said in English.
It's going to be fun.
It's both things. It's both of you have things the other person
should technically know. I don't know how to read Spanish that great either. So this is...
Well, are you going to be so equipped when you go to Mexico? You're going to know. You'll be ready to
go.
Yeah,
right.
Jug.
I've learned more than ever, though, about the track and everything going on. So thank you.
The Dead Brothers and all that. So here is Jug, as our guest, we would like to give you a choice of going first, or would you like to go ladies first. So, Paige, you will read that first phrase in Spanish, and then Jug has to try to figure out what you just said.
Again,
you both are saying the things to each other. You both should probably know what you just said in Spanish. Paige?
Yes.
If you would. It's time to test
your
Jug's
Spanish.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
I'm reading the sentence in Spanish, so bear with me. Me gusta manejar rápido en mi carro.
One more time, Paige.
Me gusta manejar rápido en mi carro.
Now, break it down. Anything there stick out?
Me and sounds like going fast. That's about all I got from that.
What did you hear fast? How did you, the word fast, what did you hear from that?
One of the words in the middle, I don't even remember what she said.
Was it rapito?
Yeah, there you go. Rapito.
So
man,
something about fast.
Yeah, me going as fast as Xfinity Mobile? Nope.
That's incorrect. Paige, what did you just say in Spanish?
I said, I like to drive fast in my car.
Okay, that was
in
good.
Mi carro.
She does not, by the way, but still.
Faze drives like a turtle in her coche.
Well, because I've gone to the class of shame before when I had 4 points against almost.
We call it Alcoholics Anonymous.
She would never get a pit road speeding penalty.
It's called going 82 on 85.
Oh, damn. Hang on. Lead foot.
Damn.
And get pulled over and they...
Boo on that cop.
All right, Jugs.
You should have showed him your big old hoo-haws.
He wouldn't let me off. He's like, you know, you were going way too fast. And I said, I know, but the person in front of me who I was following is going a lot faster.
He did ask her what she hit, and she said nothing. He said, why did your airbags emit?
If you would. I'm more nervous than driving the race car, just trying to read this
so
stuff.
So good.
Let's hear Jug try to test Paige's Spanish.
Y'all get it. Tua casa o a la mia.
That's a short one. I don't know.
Tua casa o la mia.
Did it? Okay, I said it. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, did I say that. It again. I don't want to help.
Do you say Tua?
Tu
casa o la mia.
No, there's got to be something there, Paige, that stood out.
It's pretty short.
Yes. Paige is tough.
Paige, what did he say?
Casa means house.
Or something similar.
Tu casa o la mia.
Oh, taco casa.
It's so easy when you're sitting there looking at it.
You should know.
Paige, you have Mexican friends.
Tu casa o la mia.
Was that supposed to just know?
You're thinking of Madre. That is not it. They play in San Diego. They have a ladies team called the Madres.
Hopefully not.
All right.
I believe
we've got to look at the time and see.
I'm sorry. Well...
Tu casa o la mia.
I have two houses.
Is that correct? Do we have an audio clip to tell Paige what she just
said?
Am I asking for too much?
Yeah, because I closed it out when we didn't do it the first time.
What did Paige just say that is a quote from a movie she was in?
Your place or mine.
Tu casa o la mia.
I don't think me or Paige are going to score one damn point in this game.
I agree with you.
We're going to be in the negative.
Let's go to round two. Paige, it's time to test.
Jug Spanish.
Y'all get it.
Phrase two.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm going to ruin this one.
Well, you say that before every headline.
Well, I do, but that's okay. But you keep asking me to come back. I'm sorry, I must do that in
French.
You're
fine.
Esta gente sabe que vino en una cara y no one show de burritos.
Ooh,
burros.
Awesome.
it's burros, not burritos.
I wish you did it more than accent. Like
it
Southern.
Is longer. It's a longer phrase.
Can you repeat this one, please?
Esta gente sabe que vino en una cara y no un show de burros.
I have no idea, of course. Can I have two tacos, one steak, one chicken?
Oh, so close. Is she right? No. Paige, what did you just say to Jug he should know how to say before he goes to a race in Mexico?
Do these people know they came to a race and not a donkey show?
Yeah, boys.
It was perfect.
Oh, my goodness. Which one of you clowns picked that phrase?
That was Fat Boys.
Okay.
Oh, we got time for one more each?
Okay, one more each.
All right, one more each. All right.
Lightning round.
Do you like the middle one?
I like the middle one. It's long.
All right, you ready?
All right, Paige, here we go. What is Jug saying that you should know how to say?
Mis testas están a punto de slores de esta blusa de estampado de... Leopardo. Oh my God, I'm terrible. I'm so sorry.
Mis titas están a punta de salirse de esta blusa de estampado de leopardo.
You're really good at this.
Leopardo. Punta, whoops.
Sí, bueno.
Wow, now.
Muy bueno.
Enough about your punta.
Something about leopard pants.
Oh, is it?
Is it? Something about leopard pants.
Kinda.
Something on your chest.
Jug, what did you just say to Paige in Spanish that she should know how to say if she ever goes to Mexico?
My Hooters are about to bust through this leopard print shirt.
Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
You both suck.
I'm not going to.
You both had a hard time.
I'm not going now.
I'm going to do one more, and it's for either one of you. I'll read it in Spanish. You see if you can guess it. Ready?
Oh,
it's
yeah. Good.
Fat boy, I'm going on the last one that was sent to Jug. Okay? Jug, don't look.
Ah, hell.
Don't look.
Okay. No solo me huelen mal las axilas. No solo me huelen mal las axilas.
Ooh. I didn't look, actually. I did glance, but I didn't see it. But and I still don't know.
I don't know.
Paige, do you have a guess for no solo me huelen mal las axilas?
Nope.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Fat boy, do you have a guess?
I do not have a guess.
So you don't know this one either?
Why?
The correct answer is more than just my armpit stink.
Oh, yeah. We have a clip in it.
No solo me huelen más las axilas.
More than just my armpit stink.
All right, okay. So you should know how to say that before
I
you go.
How dare I?
You both want to meet her. Horribly, and yeah. you both get an F. Fat boy,
and I told you that
later. That
would happen.
Well, I mean,
we warned you.
I only knew those answers because of the computer, to be quite honest with you.
Right that was a tough game.
It was a
it
very
was hard,
hard
to dwindle down. We had a big list.
And like one of the answers was drop the green flag, bitch. I'm going to win this race.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Suelta le verde, cabrón, que voy a guarno esta carrera.
Ooh.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Name the name it, Paige.
Prince?
Damn.
Go on. Boy, it sounds good.
Da-na-na-na.
It's got some thump on it.
Yeah, she's already humming it, too.
Na 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 na.
Oh, she's close.
Come on, Paige. It's Thursday. You can do it.
It's not seven.
It sounds like a bougie
I can't remember.
Boutique that women would go to in downtown Greenville.
Oh, it does. Not only do they do hair, but they'll strip your gimmick, too.
It's not a place that does things like that.
They'll wax the floors, if you know what I'm saying.
God.
Diamonds and pearls.
Of course.
Look at that.
Boy or a girl.
Welcome to the skating ring, baby.
This is my favorite part right here. Listen. Give you the world. God, that's good.
I used to listen to this all the time.
I tell you, I miss that son of a gun. I mean, I never, man, I saw him in concert one time.
Yeah, this is music you know, hook up to, right?
Man, well, this was a very sexy album. I remember this one.
I don't know if, I don't know that I've ever hooked up to Prince. Although, off the Controversy album, there was some sexy songs on there.
You sexy mother!
It was dirty. It was a real dirty album.
I used to drive a lot.
And yeah, well, thank God you stopped that.
Yeah.
No, but I would listen to this a lot, commuting and sitting in traffic.
I was
going to school.
I was cleaning house because my cleaning lady comes today, and
God, you're so much like me. I'm so dumb.
I've made fun of my mother for years for it, but I mean, it's
I've done nothing.
It's kind of like somebody's coming over. You're not going to pick up a little bit, even though it's the lady that's there to do that as a job. And I was just letting the algorithm. I literally did. I typed in one thing. I let the algorithm take me from song to song. And I'll tell you what, it made today's rejoins. Not all of them. And this is the part that's weird. He's got like the trumpet from heaven playing all of a sudden in a Prince song.
Down, down.
I never could understand what she's spelling here either. Oh, it's okay, duh. Never mind.
G?
She spelled diamonds.
Oh, there's a G.
To the E, to the A, to the M.
Sing it, Paige.
I should have misspelled it.
Oh, to the N, to the D, to the A.
The Prince is like, you got to come back and re-record it. You spelled it wrong.
Hey, horn blower, come here. So I'm finding all these different music, and it ended up, and I'm not going to play it, because it's, I can't tell if he's doesn't care or if he was on drugs or whatever, but it was... I think it's the only time he ever played Coachella, and he did Creep by Radiohead.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dang it.
The guitar part of it was amazing, but his voice was, whoa. There was some of those little low-lying parts he couldn't hit.
Yeah.
Or he was blanked up real bad.
Is it
That means literally, I think, the year he died, or a year after, or well, not the year after.
He was just in a lot of pain. Something happened with him, like he fell or something.
He got dunked on by Dave Chappelle. Rick Ross. Not Rick Ross.
Does he still have a big pool party so you can just, anybody can come to?
Rick Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
Is it a bottomless pool party?
Well, he literally did. He put his address on social media and people just came to his house and went swimming on
his own.
Take selfies and whatnot. He's always got his shirt off too, like Big X.
I wouldn't be caught dead there because I think I'd be caught dead there.
That is annoying when you have the pool party house.
I wouldn't be caught dead there because I think I would get caught and dead there.
Oh yeah, you'd be drunk on
that Henny.
The diving board.
Give me that Henny.
You know,
rappers don't rap about alcohol anymore.
They don't.
I don't know what's you know. I wouldn't have known about St. Ides without them. That 4-0. I mean, God.
Shandon.
I poured some out for dead people sometimes just because I saw rappers do it.
Don't you kind of miss gangster rap where they talked about killing each other? And...
No. That's where. See, I'm sitting there watching that stuff yesterday, like. You know, it was a lot of soul, you know, and like 80s, I guess what you'd call R&B. And it's like, man, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm like a 50-year-old sitting there watching, and I'm like...
There you are.
A 50-year-old in head.
I'm 50! 50 years old!
I had technical difficulties this morning here at the studio. I wasn't here when it started. And technically, it was my fault, and I apologize. I really do. I'll stay after.
I don't know why you announced it. Nobody would have known.
Well, because I don't want people to say, well, what the hell was that first thing? Why'd you put jug on there misspelling things in Mexican or whatever they were saying?
All right, so when they call you next week, you have to tell them the same thing. Wait till Wednesday.
What? Who?
When they say, hey, man, why aren't you there Monday and Tuesday?
Hey, that doesn't happen very often. very rarely. But I'm sitting there and I'm watching like the way, like, I'm speaking just, you know, I could just say black people, but there were some, you know, white people.
Love like, black people.
The white guy that played the organ in the Revolution, Prince's band, he wore like a...
Did he have to dress like the rest of them?
He dressed like a surgeon, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He was white.
Yeah.
So I can say this.
And
but
blue.
Like, they're, I don't know. It just seems like gangster rap and like the hard rock really like just brought the. And when I say the hard rock, I'm talking about the like the real bad stuff. Like, you know, not even the Satanic Panic stuff, but just the real stuff that just really crippled young white kids, you know.
Yeah.
And then in the hood, like, you know, everything was about just, it literally went from, I know you want to leave me, and I refuse to let you go. Bitch, I'm going to shoot you. Like, you see how quick? I mean, like, I know it was several decades, but like, think about your what the rest of the world looks as your goods, like this is your culture, and then you know what I'm saying, like it just like went real fast to and then meanwhile you had Ice-T who does a song about killing cops and now plays one as an actor.
That's
it's ironic. So
full
weird,
circle
man. Full circle. Full circle. Dr. Dre Page never had a doctorate. Never.
Nope.
Never had a one.
No PhD, huh?
Nope.
He's a billionaire.
He is a billionaire. He is. But what did he have to do to get it?
Had to leave death row and almost died.
I tell you what. But the two needed each other, though, is what they didn't realize. It's his stuff until he found Eminem was just horrid. It really was.
And that's what set it off from there. Eminem, find somebody. And,
yeah. And then
he's trickling down. Eminem found 50 Cent.
And then every time he gets money, he gets money, he gets money, he gets money.
Yep.
What if that even mattered with like business stuff too? Like if they started a brand or.
Just like Cash Money was Lil Wayne, then that trickled down to I think Akon and then somebody
Drake.
Else. Yeah.
Think about that. So think about Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, yeah.
Because Drake makes, Paige, listen, I was telling Fatboy this yesterday. Real quick, just real quick. What do you think Drake makes? What was the? Did I say a week? Was that the?
Yeah, it was. No, it was a day.
A day. Oh, what does Drake make per day off streaming and downloads? And so I'm talking about Spotify, iTunes, Google, all the music sources, and then YouTube.
Talk about champagne, Poppy.
Yeah,
views. A million.
$1.1 million a day off streaming alone. Like verified his cut.
The hell, Aubrey?
I'm telling you, boy.
It's a lot of money. Wheelchair Jamie?
Like, golly, bum.
$1 million a day.
Just off the publishing, off the royalties.
Drake,
think about like if they got paid really like what they, you know, I mean, that's good for him, but you know, your normal artist getting like a $30 check a month or something, you know.
And why do people sell their catalogs then?
I think they were scared of AI at the beginning. And plus, people like, you know, Stevie Nicks, she was one of the ones that did it. And she's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't want to worry about the business side of this crap anymore. I'm not going to make new music. Let's get some money for these kids.
Well, you see what Bieber did when he had to play Coachella. He had to get a laptop and sing around it.
Yeah.
So he don't have rights to what was his music.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. Paige, after we did some singing and reminiscing, what is up in the flags?
Well, someone that you'll be proud of this guy. He's going to be playing Catch a Predator in a movie called Prime Time, and we'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
He's going to be playing to Catch a Predator in a movie called Prime Time. Golly,
I actually saw this last night.
Is the movie surprised. About... oh, no, that was Showtime. I was thinking Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah, the show.
The show, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, which ended up not being as good as the real story.
No, it started really, really good, and it just got clunky, crappy.
You did, like, you had too much about Cookie.
Yeah, it really did.
Show more about the whores than the drugs.
Yeah.
All right.
To Catch a Predator, that was, help me with his name.
Chris?
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen.
Hey.
Yes, his kids did M-bop.
I'm going to catch a predator right now. I'm going to catch all of them.
I wonder if you ever made the kids be sexy decoys. Who knows? I'll Google that, and we'll have the answers for you next. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When new
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With Experience Beyond, switch and get $100 back, plus $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with Experience Beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Wow.
Oh, God. Diamonds and Pearls.
That's such a good song. Thank you for that. Thank you. We're going to talk about one of my favorite things. A guy that played...
Dildos.
Why would you say that?
That eggplant emoji.
Okay.
Fake arguments for coworkers.
Yeah. Fake wins. That's funny. A guy who played a vampire. Very, very popular vampire.
Bela Lugosi.
Gary Oldman.
No.
Eddie Murphy.
Brad Pitt.
He's in a movie.
Tom Cruise.
He plays To Catch a Predator host Chris Hansen.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, he's
in a movie called Primetime.
Okay, let's see the famous vampire. Is it a man? We said yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is a woman a vampirist?
Oh, that's a good question. If you're from Charlotte, are you a charlatan?
Oh, God. Anyway,
somebody tell us.
A vampus.
A famous vamp. In a movie or... Oh, is it from that HBO? Okay, not that show.
People would
flock to those movies whenever they came in.
Don't say flock, Paige. You make me think about our privacy. Give me the initials. We'll do this like birthday or suck it.
Famous vampires.
His initials, RP.
RP.
I'm really just slowing that down now.
Batman.
Oh, you play Batman too. You know it. Come on.
Oh, Robert Patrick.
Patterson.
No, Patterson. Damn.
Yeah, so.
Who's Robert Patrick?
Is that anyone? T-1000.
Oh.
Richard's brother from Nine Inch Nails and Filter.
I think that's Patrick from SpongeBob's full name, actually. Oh, Paige. It's too early. I'm sorry.
It's too hard to think.
I'd let you down.
Too early. Like,
I'm like the air that your neighbor lets out of your tires. Oh, I'll let boy. You down.
She going to let me get that thing, or she going to have no air in her tire.
You know, finally, it's like it's balanced for some reason that I don't have to, like, put air in it every morning. I don't know why. Maybe it's the weather.
It absolutely is, yeah.
So, anyways. So,
what's he doing, though?
Well, someone made a movie about prime time, and they got Robert Pattinson to play host.
You can't say it either.
Oh, you said
Robert Pattinson.
I thought he was going to play Dion. You said prime time. I thought he was going to play Dion. Robert Pattinson.
You know, his son quit football.
Which one? Junior? Shiloh?
Shiloh. He retired from all of sports.
Junior's a rapper.
He's going to concentrate on his business, whatever that is. I don't know. He might have hoes in Atlanta. I don't know.
Brawl in Atlanta. Pina.
I don't know exactly when it's going to be released, but it's coming out sometime soon.
Well, you know, good for me for not thinking Twilight when it comes to vampires, because that's so not like a...
Yeah. Remember, every time we'd do a 28-hour for a little stretch there, it was always a new Twilight was coming
out.
It would come out at midnight, and then all these
nerd teenagers had to go watch it.
Yeah, and their moms.
Emo kids.
I love it.
They'd come by and see us at like 2 in the morning. We just liked the movie. You saw Robert Pattinson.
Pattinson.
Pattinson. Well, yeah, we saw George S. Patton, Matthew. He was a vampire.
You believe they're making a movie out of... To Catch a Predator. I hope it's a little more grittier than the show.
What?
Yeah, like you gotta have some close calls in there to really amp up the drama.
Yeah. But like when you like you know how like sometimes they'll have like a reformed murderer on like a movie set as kind of an advisor? You know, like the mafia movies, they'd always have like an old school like real killer or whatever on there.
Yeah, usually Gotti Jr., then he's not that well respected in the mob circles anyway.
Right. Like, I wonder if that's something they still do. Like, did they, or now they probably just say, hey, go watch a bunch of videos on YouTube, figure it out. But like, you know, some of those guys would like live the life and kind of get into the role kind of all crazy and stuff.
Oh, yeah, like full method, like old Daniel Ray-Lewis used to.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Day.
All right.
It's a new Ray. Yes, it is. Paige, that was wonderful. I learned very little, but I was entertained the whole time.
That's what I'm here for. Really teach you nothing.
Folks, we're 35 minutes away from the big list.
Ooh.
The salute to the graduates. And I tell you what.
That time of year again?
Well, it's kind of already kind of almost passed, really. There's just a handful that are still attending and not graduating. Many of them's already been to the beach and back.
It's not official until we do it. We announce it.
That is true. We wanted to make sure we got everybody at one time, you know, and
yep.
Like a gangbang in a sense.
Nice!
Oh. Yes.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
The Rise Guys.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back. Plus, $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.